Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind. It's Monty's Rockcast. And now, here's your host, Monty Colvin.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Rockcast 114. I am your host, Monty Colvin.
What a weirdo.
Thanks for joining me. You have no idea what fun and excitement awaits you.
This is going to be an absolute debacle.
On this episode, instead of doing the same old thing I always do, like answering your emails and questions, reading your top tens, and giving you amazing CD reviews, I'm gonna mix it up and do something completely different. And for the first time, introduce something that I like to call the Wheel of Segments. That's right, the Wheel of Segments. Much like you've seen on shows like, say, the Wheel of Fortune, I have a giant wheel here in my studio.
No, you don't.
And on that wheel, I have put the names of all the different segments that I do on the show. I'll give it a big spin, and whatever it lands on, that's what I'll do.
No, that's stupid.
So here we go. Where it lands, nobody knows. It could be That's Just Me or My Least Favorite Things. I really just have no idea whatsoever. And it's almost coming to a stop, and it lands on Ask Monty. Okay, well, let's see what we got here. Looks like we've got a question from Mr. David Whiteman.
Oh, no.
And David says, "Hey, Monty, I know you like Cheap Trick, but who are your favorite power pop bands?" Well, excellent question, David, because I love that stuff. And I can't even begin to tell you all of the melodic, poppy, rockin' bands that I like, but I will give you a few. Starting with my favorite power pop band, if you want to call them that, the Wild Hearts. The Wild Hearts know how to put everything I like about music into one song. And back when I first started listening to them around 92, you couldn't even find their CDs in the States. So I had to wait until we went on tour in England before I could get any of their stuff. But fortunately for you, these days you can go online and buy all their albums, and I highly suggest you do so if you know what's good for you.
That is clearly a threat.
Of course, back in the 80s, I'd listen to anything. I loved metal stuff like Judas Priest and the Scorpions. But during that very same time, I was into power pop bands like The Producers, The Babies, Utopia, The Outfield, The Tubes.
Something's wrong with you.
And I really haven't changed much over the last 10 to 20 years. I still get into stuff like Killswitch Engage. But at the same time, I like Weezer and Yellow Card.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's correct. And you may want to write this stuff down. Ever heard of Sugar Cult?
No, I don't think so.
How about American Hi-Fi?
No.
Or The Pursuit of Happiness?
No.
Or Diffuser?
No.
Well, surely you've heard of the band May.
Huh?
That's M-A-E, and they were great. I don't even know if they're together anymore, but check this out. I'm on the brink of disaster, staring down the consequences.
car crash. Oh, the chase is ended. I'm on the brink of disaster, staring down the consequences. So break hard will be better.
Here we go with another big spin on the wheel. Gonna find out what's next. And believe me, I have no idea what to expect. And it's coming to a stop, and it lands on top tens.
Yay!
Okay, well, I just happen to have a top 10. And here it is in the form of an MP3 sent in by Mr. Alex Barlow. Take it away, Alex.
Hi, Rockcast listeners. This is my top 10 of albums I am listening to at the moment. So let's begin. Number 10 is Dusted by the Gin Blossoms. Number 9 is Killers by Iron Maiden. Number 8 is Stranger Than Fiction by Bad Religion. Number 7 is Swan Song by Carcass. Number 6 is Gold Against the Soul by the Manic Street Preachers. Number 5 is Space in Your Face by the Galactic Cowboys. Number 4 is House of Golden Bones Part 1 by Stone Sour. Number 3 is Dark Roots of Earth by Testament. Number 2 is Unto the Locust by Machine Head, and here are some clips for your ears. Nice. Here's some more. Okay, that's enough. Number 1 on my list of albums I am listening to at the moment is Anthems of Rebellion by Arch Enemy. Let's have a listen. Oh yeah, give me a solo. Nice. Let's end on a juicy riff. So, there it is, my top 10 of albums I am listening to at the moment. Bye-bye for now.
All right, Alex, coming in strong. Very original delivery, and you had some Galactic Cowboys and Arch Enemy and all kinds of stuff you don't usually hear. Very cool list, and I like your voice too, man.
You are a genius.
Okay, let's keep it going and spin that wheel again and see where it lands. Wow, you know, I don't know about you, but I find this exciting.
It's not.
And the next segment that I'm gonna do is my least favorite things. Well, all right, I've got a couple. And the first thing on my list today is interviews with athletes.
Wow!
Don't get me wrong, I love sports. But why do they even bother talking to these guys before or after a game? They can't be honest and just say, yeah, my team sucks, or Kobe Bryant is a horrible human being.
Say what?
No, they can't say that. But instead, you just get a lot of, we're going to take it one game at a time, or we just got to play really good, and if we do that, we're going to come out on top. Yeah, no kidding. I'm glad you figured out that playing well is the key to winning.
Nincompoops.
I'm also getting sick of the ex-jocks who are now commentators on these games. There's a few of them that are really good, like Kenny Smith and even Charles Barkley. He'll tell it like it is. But then there's somebody like Shaquille O'Neal doing the halftime of the NBA playoffs. And you're just like, how did this guy ever get a job doing anything that didn't involve dunking a basketball? But whatever, I'm almost done watching the NBA. I used to love that league so much when it was Bird and Jordan and Dr. J. But these days, every kid in college who averages 8 points his freshman year thinks he's ready to go pro. Well, they're not ready, and the quality of the NBA has gone to crap.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
But I know you guys don't care about sports, and even if you do, you're going to miss most of the first half while you're sitting in church on Sunday.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, I remember what that was like. From the moment I was born, my parents would drag me to church on Sunday morning. We'd go back on Sunday night. Wednesday night, we went back for youth group, another church meeting, and then choir practice. And then on Friday night, we'd go to a prayer meeting in somebody's home.
Hallelujah.
And I lived through and saw it all. The faith healing, the speaking in tongues, the end time prophecies, the revivals, the cults. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I just said enough, I quit going and haven't been back, and I couldn't be happier about it. And I know a lot of you may be disappointed in me, but I'm sorry, I do not miss going to church. And every time somebody invites me to church, I am reminded as to why I no longer go to church.
You're a sinner, you're going to hell.
The other day I was talking to some guy, and I think he was a Baptist, and he was like, hey, where are you going to church? And I'm like, well, I don't really go anywhere. And he's like, well, you ought to come on over here. And I was like, well, yeah. And he said, you know, we don't care what you look like. We love everybody.
Go!
Of course, the Baptists aren't the only ones. I also get it from the Mormons. And why is it that I can never catch the postman or hear the doorbell ring when I'm looking for a package to be delivered? But I always seem to accidentally answer the door when the Mormons are standing there with some literature.
Ugh, Jesus! Oh!
But if you're a Mormon or Latter-day Saint, no offense, I'm sure you're good people. It's just that you're not going to change my mind, and I don't really have time right now because I got to get back and watch the game.
Repent!
And here we go with another spin of the Wheel of Segments. And Pat Sajak, I would like to solve the puzzle.
Go ahead.
Rapid fire CD reviews.
Yeah!
Oh yes, a segment where I play you bits and pieces of new CDs. And then give you my thoughts and opinions and smart-ass comments.
You jerk.
First up is a solo project from Disturbed frontman Dave Draymond, and he calls the band Device. I heard that this CD was gonna be industrial and a little bit different, but no, not really. To me, it sounds like another Disturbed album without all the great riffs. And you're talking to somebody who loved the first two Disturbed albums, but this does not excite me at all. And you know why. There are some guest appearances on here of note. He does a duet with Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm, and you also get vocals from M. Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold, Serge Tankian from System of a Down, and the great Glenn Hughes. That may be enough to get a lot of people interested, but honestly, it's just not that good.
Well, that's blunt.
Now, if you're looking for something a little more satanic, you might check out the new one from Ghost. It's called Infestitumem, or something like that. I'm not really sure, but I do know they're from Sweden, and they seem to be all about the Beelzebub. I don't usually like my satanic rock quite so poppy, but then again, I've always liked Blue Oyster Cult, and that's kind of who Ghost reminds me of. Overall, their songwriting isn't as good as BOC or Black Sabbath, but their lyrics are very dark and just as evil, so don't you worry about that.
Oh, good.
As the parish sighs in smoke, enters lady.
Now, this is the kind of stuff that preachers will warn you about. They're gonna tell you it's of the devil, but you don't have to be afraid if you happen to listen to it. It's just music, and you're not gonna suddenly be filled with demons.
If that were the case, I would have been possessed a long, long time ago.
And you don't see me worshiping the devil.
Now do ya? Ha ha! I mean, that would just be crazy.
So if you're into that kind of 70s-sounding doom rock, you might want to check out Ghost.
Get down with Satan! Woo! Yeah!
Now here's a band that's been around for years, and I still haven't figured out whether I like them or not. It's Clutch, and their new CD is called Earth Rocker.
I'm a Earth Rocker!
I bought a Clutch album back in the early 90s, and I wasn't real crazy about it, but I've heard a lot of people talking about them over the years, so I decided to check this out. And once again, it doesn't really blow me away, but some of it's kind of cool. It's not really my thing, but I'm guessing that they probably rock pretty hard when they play live. So if you're into bands like Monster Magnet, you might want to give this a listen. Hey, Hey, remember that band Big Country?
Nope.
Yeah, I loved them, and they've got a new CD.
So what?
And I know you're saying, but Monty, how is that possible? Their lead singer killed himself about 10 years ago. Well, you just get Mike Peters from The Alarm to replace him, and you put out an album and call yourself Big Country. It's just that easy. It's always hard for me to accept an old band when they come out with a new album with a new lead singer and they're trying to sound like the old band, but it's not really working. And I try to stay open-minded and say, well, why not? But then I end up saying, no, why bother? And that's the way this is. There's a couple of good songs, but most of it's just average. So I would recommend you not waste your time on the new Big Country, but I would waste my time on the new Volbeat. It's called Outlaw Gentlemen and Shady Ladies, and it rocks. This is quickly becoming one of my favorite CDs of the year so far. I like the heavy riffage, they come up with some great melodies, and there's something about that guy's voice I really like. And it kind of reminds me of the singer for a band called Life of Agony, who Galactic opened for back in the 90s in Europe.
Fascinating.
Yeah, that guy had kind of a weird voice too, and apparently he also became a woman recently.
What?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Look it up.
I am shocked by this.
But that's neither here nor there. Let's just hear some more of this Volbeat album.
Yeah.
This stuff also reminds me of later Metallica, like Load, Reload.
Load of crap.
But unlike those Metallica CDs, I may actually keep listening to this, because to me, it's better than what Metallica's putting out now. So that's the new Volbeat, and that's my rapid fire CD reviews.
When you think you're alone, I'm right by your side. Where they call me Eagle Turn, the compound green knife.
All right, let's give that big giant wheel another spin and find out what segment I'm going to do next. And I'm sure you're sitting there thinking, perhaps he should have gotten a smaller wheel. Well, no, this one takes up the entire room. It's awesome, and once again, it lands on Ask Monty. Well, all right, Ask Monty it is, so here we go with more of your questions. And I just happen to have a five-part question from Jimmy G, who says, "Hey, Monty, are you a breakfast, lunch, or dinner kind of guy?"
I want to know.
Well, Jimmy, I like all three. I usually start my day out with some cereal, preferably crunchy Raisin Bran. And then for lunch, I'll have a sandwich or some leftover chicken. And then around 7 o'clock, I am ready to chow down on some dinner. So to me, they're all good. I just like food, period.
Fat ass.
The second part of Jimmy's question is, "Monty, do you cook?" Well, Jimmy, not really. Ever since I met Lindsay, she does all of that, and she is an awesome cook. I mean, I'd still love her if she wasn't, but that is a definite bonus.
Yeah, it is.
Jimmy also wants to know if I grill, and the answer to that is yes. I don't know how good I am, but I like to barbecue the chicken, pork steaks, ribs, burgers, brats, because I love me some tasty meat.
You're sick.
And the last part of Jimmy's question is, "Monty, since you met Lindsay, has your diet changed?" Did she help you stop eating stuff that's bad for you?
These are all legitimate questions.
Well, actually, no, Jimmy. Fortunately for me, Lindsay is not a vegan or anything like that. And she, too, enjoys the tasty meat. In fact, she will suggest that we have hot dogs. And when I grill, she will want hers burned. So yeah, we are just a couple of horrible people who like to eat meat, cheese, and bacon, and we like it.
You've been twisted and turned over to evil.
Changing the subject to Galactic Cowboys, Josh Laurie wrote to ask me, "Hey Monty, what is your favorite GC song that you didn't write?"
You find these things interesting?
Well, Josh, that is an easy one, because it's If I Were a Killer. And some people may not know this, but our drummer, Alan Doss, was a really good guitar player. And one day he brought in these slamming riffs into practice. We worked it into a song, and it became my favorite song to play live. Ben wrote the lyrics. It ended up being released as a single. We did a video for it, and MTV even gave it a few spins. I always wish that Alan would have written more stuff like this, but as the years went on, he kind of leaned toward less heavy stuff like Shine and Trip on Love. But If I Were a Killer is still one of my favorite GC tunes. Alright, the next segment we're going to do is Monty's Sports Minute.
We can't wait.
Oh, there's so much going on in the world of sports. You got the NBA playoffs. We just had the NFL draft. It's baseball season, and I know a lot of you guys like that. But I'm not going to talk about any of those things.
Why?
Because Jason Collins has come out of the closet and admitted that he prefers the company of men.
Say what?
And I know you may be asking yourself, who's Jason Collins? And honestly, that would be a good question because up until about a week ago, nobody cared.
Who is he?
He's a 12-year journeyman backup center in the NBA, and he was last seen averaging 1 point a game for the Washington Wizards. But recently, Jason Collins admitted to the world that not only is he black, he's gay.
Nice.
Yes, and let me just join people like President Obama and his wife and the entire U.S. media in congratulating Jason on this amazing accomplishment. We are so very proud of you, Jason, and commend you on this incredible act of bravery. What courage it took to announce to a liberal media who has a total agenda of promoting the gay lifestyle that you are indeed a homosexual.
Oh, yeah.
In the past, something like this might have caused some raised eyebrows from certain heteros. But now in 2013, since we've all been conditioned and have a fear of being called a homophobe, we have no other choice except to salute you and tell you how much you are loved and respected.
You're awesome!
So congratulations, Jason Collins. You were never an NBA All-Star, or that good of a player, really, if we're honest. But you're a big, tall, gay guy, and that makes you very, very special. Well, I tell you, I am loving this wheel.
This is obnoxious.
Yeah, you know, I think it's added a whole new level of excitement to this show.
This blows.
And the next segment will be music news.
I'm disappointed.
Well, I've got news, but it's not good. Because all I've got to report on this time is people dying.
Oh.
Yeah, on April 22nd, the world said goodbye to two singers that I really loved. The first one was Chrissy Amphlett, the lead singer for the Divinyls. And you probably remember them from their hit song, Touch Myself. But they had a lot of great stuff besides that song, and I was a fan. I always thought she was kind of hot. She had these bangs that came down over her eyes, and she had a cool voice, but apparently she got breast cancer a few years ago, and it finally got her. So I was really sorry to hear that. She was 53, and she will be missed.
It's a fine line between pleasure and
also passing away on the same day, April 22nd, at the age of 72, was Richie Havens. And he was best remembered for his acoustic performance at Woodstock. However, I will always love Richie Havens for a ballad that he sang on a Steve Hackett solo album.
Dogs that bark at night are fearful of the moon.
You know, the lyrics to that song are really strange, and I have no idea what he was talking about, but somehow every time I hear it, I want to burst into tears.
That is pathetic.
That, my friends, is an awesome vocal performance, and Richie Havens, you will also be missed. That is such a great song, and we have truly lost one of the great voices of our time. And last week, we also lost one of the founders of thrash metal when Jeff Hanneman of Slayer passed away from liver failure. A couple of years ago, he got bit by a spider, and apparently he was never the same afterwards. Now, I'll admit that in the past, I've made fun of how ridiculously bad some of the lead playing is in certain Slayer songs. However, I can't deny that some of the riffs they wrote have even influenced me. So all I can say is rest in peace, Jeff Hanneman. Thank you for the metal. And even though most of your songs were talking about hell, hopefully you're not there now. And finally, on a less depressing note, Dave Mustaine has announced the lineup for this year's Gigantour tour, and it will of course be headlined by his band Megadeth, with openers Zakk Wylde and Black Label Society, Device, Hell Yeah, and Jason Newsted and his new band Newsted. The whole thing starts July 3rd and runs through most of the summer, and I would love to see that tour, but of course there are no dates scheduled in Kansas City. But whatever, maybe you'll get to go and you can write me and tell me how it was.
It makes my head hurt.
But that's gonna do it for this edition of Your Music News. Before I go, I wanted to tell you about my wedding.
Oh, no!
Lindsay and I flew out to Las Vegas last week and tied the knot, and as you might expect, it was very metal. So we'd been planning this thing for months, and it was finally time to do it. So we flew out of KC on a Monday night and got there really late, but got up the next morning and had one of those all-you-can-eat buffets where they charge you $20 a person.
That's it?
Yeah, the prices are outrageous in Vegas. Everything is ridiculous, but I think the casino lost money on that deal. I completely gorged myself, and by the time we walked out of there, I think Harrah's was rethinking that whole all-you-can-eat idea.
Screw up.
We didn't do quite so well with the gambling. However, we didn't actually end up in the hole. I didn't gamble at all because I have absolutely no luck at any time in my life.
That's right.
Instead, Lindsay tried her hand at the quarter slots, and every time she got up by about $15, we just cashed out.
That takes guts.
Yeah, high rollers, we are not.
The story continues.
Tuesday afternoon, we drove downtown and got our marriage license. And this is Vegas, so basically all you need is $60 and be able to write your name, and they will hand it over to you.
It's not that difficult, is it?
Now, you're probably wondering if we went to see any shows while we were there, and the answer is no. I would have liked to seen somebody like Penn and Teller or Blue Man Group, but the tickets were like $150 a person, and I'm not paying that unless it's Iron Maiden. So we basically just hung out at the pool and walked around the strip until Wednesday night when it was finally time for our wedding.
This is fascinating stuff.
The limo picked us up around 7:30 and drove us to the Viva Las Vegas Chapel. And no, an Elvis impersonator did not marry us. I would have actually been fine with that, but Lindsay said no way. Instead, we got a red-headed woman we had never met before in our lives. The ceremony was outside in a gazebo underneath the stars, and it lasted about 5.5 minutes. It was short, sweet, and the most meaningful thing I have ever done. Lindsay looked amazing. She had the full-on white wedding dress. And yes, I did wear the suit jacket and the slacks. But it wouldn't be me unless I sported my black leather high-top Chuck Taylor All-Stars. And Lindsay was fine with that because she's cool like that. Instead of traditional music, we had metal intros and outros, and when we got out to the parking lot for pictures, we threw up the metal horns.
Wow, that's weird.
It was a really small wedding. We only had 6 people there, and that's the way we wanted it, just small and intimate. And the people who were there were so cool. April and Jason flew in from Texas, as did the Walshacks, and Mark was my best man. And LB and Yates flew in from KC.
Who cares?
After the wedding, we all went back to the hotel and went and ate at this place called Toby Keith's Bar and Grill.
Yeehaw!
I know it doesn't sound very metal, but I did have a steak sandwich and it was yummy. And right around midnight, the DJ at the club comes over and wants to dedicate a couple of songs to me and Lindsay. So we jump up and run out to the dance floor, and I kid you not, the DJ played the song Crazy Bitch by Buck Cherry.
Huh?
Yeah, talk about romantic.
Totally.
I'm sitting there looking into Lindsay's eyes as we're doing our wedding dance, and the music is going, hey, you're a crazy bitch.
Oh, dear God.
No, it was truly touching. But just about the time I didn't think he could possibly top that, the DJ starts playing Nickelback.
No!
Oh, yeah, and it was that song, I Like Your Pants Around Your Feet.
Now that's classic.
Yeah, it does not get any better than that, and I frankly just had to laugh my ass off. But honestly, nothing could have stopped us from having a good time. It was just a magical night that we will never forget.
Are you done yet?
The next morning, we flew out of Vegas and went to Phoenix. We saw my brother Gary, and I introduced him to Lindsay. And we also hooked up with a guy that I went to grade school with named Robert Donati. He listens to this show, and I hadn't seen him for 40 years, and it was just a great time to catch up with him.
I mean, this is just amazing.
When we left Phoenix on Friday morning, it was 90 degrees, and when we landed in Kansas City, it was 30 degrees and snowing. We were truly back in hell, but we were there as man and wife, damn it.
This has gone on long enough.
So that was our wedding, and that will be my last one. Lindsay is the girl of my dreams, and I am very proud to be her husband.
This is enough to make you puke.
And that's going to do it for this episode of the Rockcast. Thanks so much for joining me, and if you want to buy any of my merchandise or make a kind donation, please visit my website, montycalvin.net. I'm going to play you out with one last song, and I thought since I've been talking about Vegas and metal, I'd play you some Richard Cheese doing a cover of a Slayer song. Somehow it just makes sense.
It's downright stupid.
But that's going to do it for me for now. So until next time, this is Monty saying take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like unless it's me. And
rock on.
Thank you, Mrs. Colvin.
Oh, you are very welcome.
Propaganda, death ensemble, burial to be. Corpses rotting through the night in blood-laced misery. Scorched earth, the policy, the reason for the siege. The pendulum, it shaves the blade, the strafing air blood rage. Support the war. War support. Final swing is not a drill. It's how many people I can kill.
The end.
In your face.